Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Hey, welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Simon Sinek, he's a British-American author, motivational speaker, and organizational consultant. He's the author of 5 books, including Start With Why. Now, as you may or may not know, consistency is a key to success. Consistency is one of the most important qualities for success in anything, even more so in network marketing. And far too often, we see people hopping from one network marketing company to another. Successful network marketers do something for their business every day, consistently. And Simon has a great take on consistency versus intensity. I love it. Listen to Simon.
Relationships aren't built out of thin air. They take time. It's consistency versus intensity. You can't get in shape by going to the gym for 9 hours. It doesn't work that way. But if you go to the gym every single day for 20 minutes, you will absolutely get into shape. Consistency matters more than intensity. Intensity is going to the dentist twice a year, as prescribed. And if you only did that, all your teeth will fall out. We like intensity because it's easy to measure. I know exactly what time I'm going to the dentist, I know the date, I know how long I'm going to be there, and I know the results. This is how we teach leadership. We have a big seminar, we have an off-site, we have a couple speakers, everybody gets a certificate, we give the speakers high reviews, 8.5, I had a great time, I am a leader now. No. You don't fall in love with one big beautiful dinner and a bouquet of flowers. It's the little stuff. It's brushing your teeth every day for 2 minutes in the morning and 2 minutes in the evening. By itself, it does nothing. Nothing. It's the consistency. It's the repeat that makes our teeth healthy. And that's how relationships are built too. The way we build friendships, the way we build trust, the way we build camaraderie is when we're waiting for Bob because we're a little late, because he's a little late. We talk. Hey, I heard your dad was in the hospital. Is he okay? Oh yeah, thank you. He's much better. He's home now. Thank you for asking. Hey, whatever happened with that client? I heard something exploded. Oh my God, it was insane. By itself, it does nothing. But when we create environments in which those kinds of conversations happen on a daily basis, by removing the technology and allowing people to connect, you will see a rise in trust, a rise in cooperation. You will see a building of confidence. You will see an ability to rely on people. And why is it important to rely on people and trust people? So we can create environments of vulnerability. Vulnerability doesn't mean walking around crying. Vulnerability means creating an environment in which somebody feels safe enough to raise their hand and say, I made a mistake. I don't know what I'm doing. You asked me to do a job I feel ill-equipped to do. I'm scared. I'm nervous. I'm lonely. We haven't done that. And we've unfortunately exaggerated so many of these things. We've made the feelings worse.
Wow, that is awesome. Now, for more from Simon and to listen to his talk in its entirety, I'll include some links in the show notes. And remember, as the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Today, you've been hanging out with Simon Oliver Sinek. So keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show, and thanks again so much for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollock.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollock. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.